I've taught a number of workshops, and I'll be talking about the material that I cover in these workshops. I've dubbed it pre-release planning. I really think I need to change the workshops now to pre- and post-release planning. And I'll be sharing off of a manual that I put together. And that's what I'll be using. I thank you for requesting our reentry educational materials. And this could be a foreword to something in the book. Our sincere hope is that the information we are able to provide will be a functional and effective tool for you. We've invested literally hundreds of man hours to gather and update this information. And in order to continue this ministry, we need your help. I thank you for purchasing educational materials and even this book. Your faithfulness in supporting our suggested donations for the materials and for buying this book or buying one for a friend will be deeply appreciated. And we ask that you will honor our copyright restrictions. Again, thank you for your interest in Reentry Prison and Jail Ministry, and may the Lord richly bless you. A lot of the information here will be can be reproduced, but don't make any changes, please. And please give credit where credit is due. The first part of our book here, though it may not come out in this order as the book is written, one of the main things that we've developed along the way is the reentry website. The reentry website started around 1996, and as I had mentioned, in 1983 or so, when I became a chaplain, I began to produce a little booklet that I could use and other chaplains could use to help prisoners and inmates transition back into society. We called them reentry resources. And at that time, a friend of mine had an internet business, and he offered to help get me going into onto the internet, which I had no idea what the internet was even about at the time. However, as he explained it to me, it seemed very interesting, and I thought it would be a good way to pass on this information in San Diego to other people. It was really interesting because I knew nothing about how the internet even worked, and my friend who owned this business offered to set me up, but he was going to hire a disabled guy who was just learning web design, and he said he didn't know how long it would take for this guy to do a website, but he was going to pay him a minimal amount as a kind of a learning or a vocational or some sort of training process that he wanted to take this disabled guy through. Anyway, the more I learned about the internet, the more excited I got, until I found out that and so I started calling my friend asking, well, you know, have we started yet? Have we done this yet? And he kept telling me, well, you know, learning web design takes a long time. And so it's not something that's going to happen very fast. So as I got more excited about it, I saw less progress taking place on this guy's end. And so I just began praying and wondering, you know, if this was even something the Lord wanted us to do. What happened after that was one day I got a phone call from a friend he was not a friend, I didn't know him. I got a phone call from somebody out of the blue asking if I needed any help working on Bible software. At the time that I had that I was a chaplain, I was selling Bible software as a way to make a few extra dollars. And this person who was a student at Point Loma Nazarene College in San Diego was looking for a project to volunteer some work to. He was taking a computer classes at the school and majoring in computer. And so at the time, before the internet, I had a BBS, which is was the computer systems that people could call in on their telephone lines before the internet, which also my friend who had the internet company set me up with. That was the first thing he got me involved, and then he led me to get the well, we were at this point now where he was leading me to put this stuff up actually on the internet, not just on a BBS sitting at home at my house. So this young man called me, and we got together, and I was hoping he could help me with the Bible software that I had on the BBS, or people were accessing it. It wasn't running all that great. Maybe he could help me make that run smoother. He didn't have skills in that area. And after a few weeks, couple weeks, he did tell me that he did not have skills in that area, but that what he really wanted to do was prison ministry, and to help somehow in that way. Well, he didn't know that I was a chaplain. He didn't know that I produced this book. And so I said, really? And he said, yes. And I said, well, that's interesting. I said, because, you know, I'm a chaplain, and I have this book that I have on my BBS that you know, and in hard copy that I would like to put on the internet, but I don't know anything about that. And he said, well, that's what I do. I'm studying to be a, you know, an HTML guy. And so I said, really? And so we got together, and I gave him the information, and he had it pretty much together in 1 week, which put me in an embarrassing situation, because my friend, who I had no idea how much he was paying and tutoring this other disabled guy to build a website for me, this guy, after waiting a month or so on this one person, I was kind of embarrassed to call my friend and say, you know what, and I tried to be as diplomatic as I could. I have a guy who wants to help me put a website together. I didn't say he already had it together. What do you think about that? And my friend said, well, that's fine, because I don't know how long it's going to take for this person to do that. So that's how it came about. And so he put this website together, and it was great. But for you who are techie guys, he told me from the beginning, he says, you know, with what you're doing with these reentry resources, you ought to really have a dynamic page and not have a static page. What he put together for me was just static on a piece of paper. There was no, you know, it would just be as you would look at a paper in a book. You couldn't, anyway. So he would tell me, yeah, you need a dynamic page. And then my friend who owned the internet, Al Rogers, also was saying the same thing. Ideally, what I would need was a page that was dynamic, working with Cold Fusion and Microsoft Access. And so I didn't know much about that. I did know Microsoft Access a little bit. And so we went with the way the website was for a few weeks, maybe a couple months, but I really felt that the Lord had touched my heart again, saying that if we were going to do this, we needed to do it with a dynamic page. I had no idea how that could come about or what that would cost. My friend shared a little bit of insight with me. But anyway, I started praying, and my friend seemed really busy now, who the young man who, oh, by the way, he was a graduate of Teen Challenge and had gone through Teen Challenge, and that's why he wanted to do prison ministry and appreciated people who did prison ministry. Well, he was really busy, but he kept saying, yeah, he'd help me. But I could see that it really wasn't going to come about as a volunteer. He just didn't have the time. Also, he had a baby on the way. And so what happened was I began to do a little bit of research on the internet. Now I'm on the internet learning how to use it somewhat. And I found a guy who was willing to help me with this project. He wanted about $500 to do it. And it was a whole different, well, I didn't know what kind of system it was. But nonetheless, so I figured, okay, I'm going to need around $500. So before I decided to go with him, I talked to my friend Al Rogers again, and I told him what I was up to, and he was excited about it, and he said, well, maybe his daughter would build me a site, and I could call her, and we could see what it would cost. And so that night we called her. His daughter happened to be the administrator for his internet business, and she offered to build me a site for $500. And so I thought that was great, but I didn't have $500. So I left. Actually, there was an appendum to that. I think it happened differently. Once I heard, I think it did happen that way. But anyway, and Al, my friend, was offering me a little bit of seed money to get it going. He asked me how much I could earn, and I said I could probably raise about $100 a month to put towards it. And his daughter Erica was willing to get paid $100 a month, until I had paid off the $500. I believe it was the next day that I went to a meeting that I was part of, on the board of, and it was another jail and prison ministry. And that night, as we were there, one of the other board members made a motion that that the ministry, this ministry, San Diego County Jail Ministries, should purchase 100 of my books at $5 a piece. For the this particular ministry scheduled churches going into the sheriff's department and ministers going into the sheriff's department's jails, and they wanted to give their worship leaders a book of reentry resources. And so anyway, they voted it in, and so within one day I had the $500 that I needed to pay Erica. And so I was able to give her the money right away instead of later, and she began to work on the reentry website. And that's how we got to the reentry website. A little more details than that, but that's how we got there. And so now, not only was I producing the reentry resources in a book form, but we also had it up on the internet in a dynamic way to where it was lit more living, and you could search and put in keywords and use our website. So in my workshops, I give a little narrative on how to use the reentry website, and that's what you're going to, whoever's putting this manuscript together now, you can probably use that written out tour that I have already to cover how the website works.